Hey there, everyone. It's Donna Fox on BBSRadio.com. Today is November 15th, 2015, and I'm coming to you live tonight. Yes, I am, and you can call in with your questions about the Akashic Records and about your life, and you can call in about just about to ask any question you would like when it comes to why certain things have happened in your life and what... Not so much the future, because you create your own future, but what we do is we talk about why certain things have happened, your soul's purpose on this world, on this earth, and all sorts of wonderful things. Even the purpose of certain current events, if you will. We've had some pretty devastating things happened this past week, and we, with your queries, we may be able to find some information about it. But it really has to do with you being curious enough to ask the question. So for those of you who have never tuned into my program here on BBSRadio.com, my name is Donna Fox. I am an Akashic Records teacher and consultant. I've been doing this for close to 20 years now, and not on the radio, but as a means of helping people and myself. And I have this program, gosh, I think I've had this program for about 6 or 7 years already, and I hope that you are able to call in tonight. I'm having a little bit of a challenge with my computer here today. You can email me questions, and those questions you can email to info, I-N-F as in Frank O, at akashicwisdom.com. And it's Akashic Wisdom, just like the program. And we, for those of you who have not, you know, you're just kind of like going through things, you probably see the definition on the description of the show, but again, the Akashic Records, they are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And so what I would like to share with you is that if you would like to call in and ask a question tonight, you can dial 888-429-5471, and that is a toll-free call here in the U.S. and in Canada, and you can talk directly to me, and my producer will put you right through, probably ask you a couple questions before you get on, just to make sure that everything is cool, but you can decide your question before you get on, and it can be anything about your life, why certain things have happened, why certain people are in your life. All I need is if you're on the phone, your first name and your like city or state would be helpful, and we can get the information you need. If you're going to email me, please email your current legal name, and I will be happy to do that. When I do a regular consultation with people, all I need is their current legal name as well as their question. That's all I need to, because the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records help us understand what we need to know based on your question. So the vibration of your question matches the area of the Akashic Records that we need to go to. So if you have any questions about the records, if you have any questions about how to access the records, if you have any questions whatsoever, please give me a call, and we can go ahead and do that, okay? All right. Okay, so tonight I'm going to, if you're listening again for the first time, I'm going to bring forth a message from the records. And typically, it's either a message or questions that we talk about or questions that have come forward during the week that people have emailed me, and so the information comes forward. Now, what you'll also need to know is I'm not quote-unquote channeling this information. I'm in full personality, and my eyes are wide open, and obviously because I have to read your question. So it's very hard to understand what your question is if I can't do this consciously. And so some of the questions that that come forward have to do with patterns and behaviors that we have that we're not exactly happy with or would like to be able to actually find the truth to. They, you know, people, I'm not saying people, everybody's people. I'm talking about myself included, you know. And what I mean by that is we are, we all have different patterns, we have different belief systems, and the patterns that we have acquired over the years have much to do with the habits that we observed as children. And so what happens is they get ingrained within us, and we want to be able to understand a little bit more about why we have adopted those. Do you see what I mean? Why we have adopted certain patterns. What was our soul's intention in creating these patterns, and how can we actually neutralize them, if you will? So, you know, there is an old Russian saying, actually it's a proverb, that says the bitter truth is better than a sweet lie. And what's important to, and we talked about this a little bit last time we were on the air, is about telling yourself the truth and really moving forward in a way that helps us understand who our authentic self is. And when we ask the question during meditation, or if we're journaling, or if you happen to be one of my students or have learned how to access the Akashic Records from someone else, if you open your own personal Akashic Records and ask the masters, teachers, and loved ones to please give you insight into who your authentic self is, what would your authentic self feel like? What would it look like if you were your authentic self? And the reason that's important is because the majority of people out there think they're being authentic, but they're not. And this is not a criticism, by the way. It's an observation. And the reason it's they're not being authentic is they don't tell themselves the truth. And they have a hard time telling anybody else. Individuals, human beings, sometimes have been raised to tell white lies or to hold off on telling the truth for fear of hurting someone's feelings. Now, this is not about being brutal to somebody and doing something that would openly hurt someone. But realize when you don't tell the truth and you don't tell yourself the truth, you hurt yourself. So, for example, if there is something that somebody asks you to do and you don't want to do it, don't say, yes, I'll do it. If they've asked you to do it or come to something or whatever it is and you don't want to, you're allowed to just say no without excuse, without saying, oh, well, I have other plans, or, oh, you know, I was going to take the dog to the doctors or whatever. You owe no one an excuse. If they invite you to a place or invite you to do something, you don't want to do it. There's nothing wrong with saying sorry. Or you don't even say you're sorry. Just say, I'm not able to do that. I'm not able to attend. No, I can't be there. And, you know, it may feel uncomfortable at first, but it is going to be immensely freeing when you start standing up for who you are, and when you start really allowing yourself to tell the truth. And it's really about commitment to self. For those people who don't know me, I've had a weight issue all my life. Well, since I was 8 years old. And it's just recently, it only took me, I don't know when I even mentioned how many years to figure this out, but it has to do with what is my highest commitment. So when I want to eat something or get a craving for something, it's not about denying myself that pleasure. It's about allowing myself the greater pleasure of my ultimate commitment. If my commitment is to be healthy, and again, if you've been listening to my show, you know I took a sabbatical for a few months because my health wasn't great, and that's why I was off. I had to get healthy again. And so what I am trying to do now, no, I'm not going to say trying, what I am doing now is recommitting to myself by telling myself the truth and by examining what my highest commitment is at the time that I might get tempted to choose something else that my brain tells me that I want. Not that my body tells me that I want, that my brain tells me that I want. Because the information around hunger doesn't come from your belly. It comes from your brain. The cravings don't come necessarily from your belly. They come from your brain. It comes from your whole chemistry, your body chemistry. And so there is a thing called the grace points that appear on your hand, and that when you hold the grace points at a certain point, you can actually get clarity on what's happening within your body and your spirituality and your ancestry. We teach the grace points at and level 1, level 2, and level 3 of our and even level 4 of our classes. And so, however, if you're struggling with a weight issue and would like to know how to use the grace points to lose weight, I would be happy to email you information on the grace points. You just have to email me at info@akashicwisdom.com and put in the subject line grace points and give me a bit of a description of what you're working on with yourself. And actually, I do need your name and your phone number. Make sure, this is the reason why I want it is because if for some reason I mess up the email, or let's say down the road, your email somehow doesn't go through, I want to be able to give you a buzz and say, hey, do you still want to receive this or something? However, if you don't want to give me your telephone number, that's fine too. But if you just would like to receive some information on the grace points, I'm happy to email it to you. Again, it's info@akashicwisdom.com. Now, when we are looking at our highest commitment, by touching the grace points are, by the way, are in your hand, either the right or the left hand, and these are the level 1 grace points. But when I'm dealing with an issue or a craving, let's say, or I have a taste for something, when I touch my grace point and ask what is my highest commitment, I get a direct line and information. I don't have to have my records open, so this, you don't have to know how to open your Akashic records to work with this, by the way. And so I get a real good understanding about what's going on, or I'll get nothing and the craving will go away. I've lost 2 dress sizes already. I'm very, very pleased. And yes, I've been on a food plan of no carbs and bone broth and things like that to bring my health up. But the cravings or the mental temptations, if you will, still show up. And the way that I've been able to manage them is by using my grace points and asking the question, what is my highest commitment here? And that just seems to align my whole being with my higher purpose and my higher self. And for me, it's an important breakthrough. And the other thing is we move through life, everybody is asking about what is my soul's purpose and what am I supposed to do and what I'm not supposed to do, and it's all these shoulds that we put on ourselves. And it's not about shoulds, ladies and gentlemen. It's about being willing. The question we need to be asking ourselves is, what am I willing to do to be happy and proud of myself? Major question. What am I willing to do to be happy and proud of myself? Now that question, the reason that's so important is because we may think that we want happiness, but our behavior does not match the request. Or our belief systems don't match the request. And that's an important discernment, if you will. So the question you might want to work with is, what am I willing to do to be happy and proud of myself? Because when we work with the word willing, it takes the parental should out of it. Many times what happens with humans is that because we were raised in a certain way, possibly with certain restrictions or strict parents, or for whatever reason, we have a problem with authority. So as soon as somebody says should, our backs go up, and we have no desire to do what, quote-unquote, we should be doing. Like, nobody's going to tell me what to do. And so what we need to do is partner with ourselves and partner with our personalities and partner with our soul. And by asking the question, what am I willing to do to be happy and proud of myself, we move into a place of authenticity by telling ourselves the truth. And whatever it is you want to create in your life, by asking yourself and phrasing the question, what am I willing to do to create and fill in the blank? And if your answer is, well, I'm willing to do anything, that's not the answer. Because clearly there are going to be some things you're not willing to do, either from a moral or whatever. There are certain things you're not going to be willing to do, and it's very important that you get clear on what you are willing to do that will, in creating that which what you want, you will be happy and proud of yourself. So what am I willing to do to create, fill in the blank, that will make me happy and proud of myself? Very powerful question. And if you're able to meditate on that and allow your heart to open, it's not about actually even visualizing. You don't have to think about this. You have to allow it. You have to allow the information of the willingness to come forward. And by allowing the information of the willingness to come forward, you open your heart. they say that the secret in manifesting is not to visualize so much as it is to feel like it's already happened. That the feelings are the vibrational alignment that hooks in or that reaches out to the universe. It's not the vision, because a vision is limiting. It's the allowing of the open heart of feeling what it would feel like to create that which you would truly want is what really allows the universe to move forward and align with you to create it. If you have any questions about this, if you'd like to discuss this or in your life and how this works in your life, please give me a call at 888-429-5471. It's toll-free here in Canada and the U.S. If you'd like to dial direct, the direct number for Station 2 is 323-744-4841. You can talk to, I think Don is my producer tonight. Usually Doug's there, but I kind of recognize Don's voice. And I think that, so it's 888-429-5471 is in the U.S. and Canada. I would love to hear from you. I'd love for you to just call and talk about what's important to you, what you need in your life. And let's talk about whatever it is that's on your mind that the Akashic Records can help you with. Okay? And remember that this November, this month of November, is the month of gratefulness. It's the month of gratitude. It's the month of thankfulness. Every month should be that, by the way. I start my day by waking up and saying, thank you, God. And it's a prayer. It's a verbal prayer that I say, thank you for all my wonderful blessings. I go to sleep with that, and I wake up with it. Because I am truly blessed. As we all are blessed, we have so much. We have so much. So you really want to be able to understand how important it is that you move into your authenticity, that you ask yourself, what am I willing to do to be happy and proud of myself? What am I willing to do to create, fill in the blank, to be happy and proud of myself? Even what am I willing to do to be authentic? What are you willing to do? That might be something you might want to write down. You know, another question that's good to work on is, what would have to happen to make my life happier? It's kind of a beginning. It's like, what would have to happen to make my life happier? And many times people say, oh, win the lottery, or not have to work, or, you know, get along with my family. And although those are interesting choices, they are outside of yourself and they are not within you. And so maybe the question needs to be tweaked. What would have to happen within me to make my life happier? What would have to happen within me to make my life happier? And from this point forward, when you're waking up and feeling grateful, there's nothing wrong with asking yourself as you create your day in feelings, how you want to feel for the day. I want to feel joyful. I want to feel grateful. I want to feel peaceful. And allowing that request to move through your body so you know what that feels like. Ask, what will make me happy today? What will make me happy with me today? What will make me proud of me today? And just allow, there's that word again, allow the information to come to you. No stress, no have to.
You have a caller.
And we have a caller on the phone right now. Hi, this is Donna. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Donna. My name is Charlene.
Hi, Charlene. Where are you calling from?
We're calling from Oneida, New York.
Oneida, New York? Oh, okay. All right. How can we help you tonight?
Well, thank you very much. I've listened to, of course, the show this evening so far, and was just checking out previous recordings, and two things popped in that seem, well, everything's pertinent, but one is a quick question, is people talk about opening their heart.
Uh-huh.
And the love, you know, love myself, love others, and love my higher power thing is definitely a component here, but intellectually speaking, I get hung up. Like, how does it feel when you open your heart? You know, is there a certain technique or something, you know, versus me just saying, okay, heart, open up, you know?
I think that's an excellent question, and I think I really want to thank you for asking that question because, you know, I think that there's a lot of people out there that definitely struggle with that. It's like, I don't know how to love myself, and I don't know how to open my heart, so I really don't know what the heck you're talking about, lady. So I really get that, and so thank you so much for asking that question. One of the things that's important has to do with feelings. I'm not talking about necessarily emotional feelings or feelings that you have for someone else. It's what's happening here, it has to do with a feeling of total peace and willingness to open to the receiving of love.
So the first step is the peace.
Yeah. Even if it's a fleeting peace. Because when you open your heart, I mean, there's a lot of people say, well, I don't feel peaceful. I've got too much stress on myself. And that's very real. But for 30 seconds, and just try it for 10 seconds. Try it for 15 and then work up to it. Choose a time of total nothingness and peace. And just allow light, allow peace.
Okay, those are definitely a good step process. Being very analytical, you know, it's nice to know. Oh, being very analytical, it's very nice to at least have a starting point.
Sure.
So that was appreciated. Thank you.
Well, I'd like you to try it for a little bit, you know, and the idea is that 10 seconds doesn't happen just in the morning. It can happen numerous times during the day. Because 10 seconds, you can take at any time when you're feeling stressed.
Right. Right.
And if breathing helps, deep breaths. And so you start with the peace, and then you move to the allowing. And the allowing is opening yourself to the peace and allowing the peace to come in. And then making the statement that I allow all possibilities of love and light to come to me. And if that's too woo-woo for you, I'm not saying, I'm just talking, and because you said you're analytical, that might be hard because you can't define it. Allow yourself the possibility of being open to all things possible. better for your highest good. Is that more comfortable?
That is. What I've been able to do, and I'll share this quickly with you, is that, and it's taken years, recently someone said, you concentrate on the breath. Well, you know, I was doing that for years, but then recently someone said, feel the sensation of the cool air coming in through your nose,
uh-huh.
Pause, and then you feel the sensation of the slightly warmer air going through your, going out your nose. And that, I made, you know, great progress. I was like, aha, you know, the aha light went on.
Sure, sure.
And that allowed me to reduce the number of thoughts that were coming in. So if a thought was coming in, you know, I would say, hi, thought, and thank you, and then, you know, let it go floating by like a cloud. And pretty soon there were less and less thoughts coming in.
Right.
So I think I'm getting really close to that point where I'd be in the, I guess, the silence or the nothingness, you know, more and more of that. So that's where I'm at now. And I'm always praying. I'm always thanking, you know, the gratitude and just the beautiful creation, you know, gratitude for all the creation and whatnot. So I think what I'm taking away is basically, all right, so I'm able to do that, work on that, and then the focusing on the peace. Just being in the peace and allowing, like you said, any of the possibilities of love and light,
right,
to come to me. I think that's
right.
That's going to be
in harmony.
Very good.
In harmony.
In harmony.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Cool.
Can't afford to add in harmony.
In harmony.
Because harmony is another facet of peacefulness.
Mm. Like a balance. Kind of thing.
Yeah, when a person is aligned in harmony, they are able to be more focused.
Hmm. Harmony. That's a resonance right there, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Very cool. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So before you go, Charlene, the records are asking a question of you. Are you willing to answer it? I mean, let me tell you the question, then you can say if you're not willing to answer it, that's okay. Okay? The question is,
right.
What in your life do you want that you're not, that you don't have?
Oof. Well, you know, there's different levels to that. Of course, I can go deep and say ultimately it's the love balance of myself with balance with others and the balance of my, you know, God or higher power, whatever you want to say, the balance of that, ultimately. I mean, in my opinion, that is soul transforming, soul healing, you know.
Uh-huh.
So it comes down for me to the love.
And why don't you what makes you think you don't have that?
Oh, it's back to the earlier discussion was about the behavior, the patterns,
uh-huh.
You know, that either came from past lives or, you know, from the alcoholic families, you know.
Right.
So it's an understanding of those patterns and trying to clean or cleanse away, you know, to heal back to the love of self and others as well.
And
oof, that's deep.
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing is I understand about my both parents were alcoholics, so I really understand. But I mean, I understand for me in an identification point of there are some similarities of people who had alcoholism in their life. Okay, not because I'm saying that I know how you feel. I don't like people who say that because you don't know how I feel. I'm not trying to say that. Okay, I'm just saying that I can identify because my parents were alcoholics. However.
Right.
It's the behaviors that we grow up with, and then when we operate under those behaviors and beliefs, we beat ourselves up for not being good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Can you identify with that?
Yes, yes. And like you said in a previous show, it was also the combination of Basically, obviously, it's those behaviors that we bring. So once we identify them, by taking a step back, it allows us to be in the moment, be in a situation that's more positive, not repeating those old behavior patterns.
And therein lies the question. Once you've identified the behaviors or the patterns, it's really about asking yourself, what am I willing to do to be free of these patterns and behaviors?
Yeah, and it is a scary point because I'm in a very amazing relationship where my spouse has an amazing unconditional love component.
Uh-huh.
So that patience and that love has allowed me to get closer to the point of identifying and saying, yes, that's me. Okay, now this is an opportunity for me to choose. I choose now to give love. And that moment is new. That feeling is new. That identification and the choice that I can make is I choose love. So that allows the situation or the moment to change. I'm getting older in my years, and then, it's taken all these years to reach that understanding and awareness, but I'm so grateful that I have this amazing relationship and the opportunity to learn this in my life now.
And to feel the non-judgment.
Yeah, I mean, words can hurt, and those behavior patterns and those things that pop up, and it's not something, that I just react sometimes, in a fashion that I'm not proud of. But again, this is an opportunity. I'm at the point where I can pause, take that step back and say, what do you want? Well, I want to be love, to give love, to see love, to feel love, to do love, because that's what it all comes down to. And how is that manifested in this moment, in this, in this situation? And it is new. So I'm looking at it with like new eyes and just really grateful for that.
And what's important, what they really want you to know is that when you do that knee-jerk reaction and maybe you say things that you regret, they would really like you to consider that's your little kid inside of you, that little girl, that's testing the love of that person. It's like, okay, let's see if you love me now.
Yeah, I can see that.
Mm-hmm. So it's important at that point, when rather than beating yourself up or saying or reacting in a way that is that you're not happy with, if you can just visualize that little girl kicking somebody's shins and just embracing her and telling her, it's okay, you're loved, I love you. It's okay.
That's powerful. That's powerful. I had someone suggest to me early on a few years ago, when I'm in the bathroom, in the morning, and I'm washing my hands, have the water running, and look in the mirror and say to myself, you're okay. And let me tell you, definitely the first time, I was bawling like a kid.
Right.
The second time, second morning, I did this for like maybe over a week, time. And by the third, fourth time, I was laughing. I was then, laughing with myself. But it felt good.
It's wonderful. It's fabulous. The first step, that's great. Have you continued that?
On occasion, especially when I'm at work.
Good.
The stress triggers come up, and I might, go to the bathroom, turn on the water, wash my hands, whatever, and I allow myself to look myself in the eye and say, you're okay, or you're beautiful, or, something to that effect, and it brings me back to you know, understanding that the stress is going to leave. It's a temporary thing, you know, so it helps ground me, too.
And you may want to try I Love You.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's at first it was weird talking to myself in the mirror, but now, you know, it's a nice exercise.
Yeah, very good. And thank you so much for sharing that, because, you know, people listen to the show and the archives, and every caller that calls in for a reason, not just because of their reason. You know, you think you call in for your reason, but you call in for the collective's reason. So
exactly. We're all connected.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're all connected. And this call is so important, because it really helps other people out there define it better. It's one thing for me to sit here and just talk and bring forth information, but it's the exchange like this that really magnifies it and brings it into the heart of those listening. So I honor you and thank you so much for calling and allowing your queries to be those of humanities.
And thank you for offering the platform, for being there. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Call anytime, okay? And Oneida is a beautiful place there.
Yeah. We have four seasons for sure.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's part of the Finger Lakes, isn't it?
Yes, really close.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah, we used to drive through there all the time. There's caverns. I don't know if it's in Iraq or Oneida or not, but there's around, there's caverns or somewhere around there, New York, because we were on our way to Syracuse. I don't know how, or was on our way back from Syracuse, maybe. I don't remember, because I live in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how. It's been a while since I've done this,
yeah.
But I'm saying is I remember early on, early marriage, when my kids were little, we have relatives in Boston that we would drive, and it would drive right through there. So, and we also go to
Howe's Caverns.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, they're called Howe's Caverns. They're
right.
Really something to experience.
Oh man, I'll never forget them. They're just amazing, you know. And so that, you know, the stalactites and the stalagmites, and it's like what a force and beauty of nature, you know. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
I wish they had a place to meditate there.
That would be great.
Yeah, I think so. So, well, thank you again for calling. Is there anything else we can help you with?
No, I'm just looking forward to more shows. Definitely.
Oh, thank you.
Thank
you so much. Appreciate your time. Appreciate you calling.
All right.
Thank you. Have
bye-bye.
A good evening. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
So, ladies and gentlemen, it was so wonderful that Charlene called and we were able to have this dialogue. And that's why it's so important for you to call in. It's your dialogue that makes this program rich. It's one thing for me to bring forth information from the Akashic Records, but it's your questions that get us to a deeper, higher level for humanity. Because when one person shifts, we all shift. When one person gets an epiphany or receives something deep and that aligns them, then we all feel that energy shift. And so it's if you have a question out there, or if you have a comment, please don't hold back. It's your destiny to help humanity, I guess. It's the best way I could come forward with it. That's what I'm hearing. And that's one of the reasons I do this program. I do this program out of the love of sharing the energy of the Akashic Records and to be of service to humanity. This is one way that I have committed to being of service to humanity and the Akashic Records energy, and to be able to help all those who listen live a fuller and more beautiful and more centered and focused and joyful life. We're all working on it. And I work on these questions that I'm talking to you about today daily. It's like, I don't want you to say, I'm no one's guru. I'm another human being just like you working on stuff. We all have stuff. But I'm so gifted, I mean so blessed to be gifted with the working with the Akashic Records that helps me understand more about life. And I'm so happy to be able to do that. That's why I can't even imagine my life without the Akashic Records. So, yeah. Anyway, well, gosh, it's getting late here in Ohio. We have about, not even 10 minutes more left of the show, actually. We probably about 5 minutes more of the show. It's going to be 9:50. We'll end about 9:55. If there's anything that you want to call in and talk about, this is the time to do it. Don't wait. If you want to email me, don't wait. Okay, you don't think, oh, well, I'll do that in a minute. Do it now. Please do it now. Again, if you want to call in to Station 2, 888-429-5471. That's free here in Canada and here in the United States and Canada. If you need to call direct, it's 323-744-4841, and that our country code is 011. And you are welcome to ask any questions. Again, if you want to email me, it's info@akashicwisdom.com. We're planning another class in December and one in January to learn how to access your own Akashic Records. So if this is of interest to you, let me know. Also want to mention that if you would like me to come to your area for a lecture or to put on a workshop, I will travel to you. If you have enough folks that are interested, please email me or call me, and I would be happy to come and talk with your group or come and teach a group. I don't need a lot of people. For a class, I need 10 to 12 people. And I like to keep the classes small so I can work individually. So 10 to 12 people. And the host attends for free as long as we have 10 to 12 people. So that would be something that you may want to look at. As far as coming in for a lecture, I typically would come in and do a Friday evening lecture and then do consultations on Saturday and part of Sunday and then leave Sunday night to come back to Ohio. So if that's also of interest to you, please call me. You can also, if you'd like to call me, you can call me at 216-392-5490. And I will get back to you at my earliest convenience. So I look forward to speaking with all of you at one time or another. Again, I'm going to refresh my computer here and see if we have any questions that didn't come through. We're going to do this one more time and see how we can do that. But if you have any questions, you can email me the questions, or you can call me now. You have about a minute and a half. But if you call, I'll stay on longer. Okay, if you call, I will stay on it to answer your question. I'm not going to cut you off. We're going to get you your answer, okay? All right, well, folks, I want to say thank you so much for listening. Again, my name is Donna Fox. You're listening to Akashic Wisdom on bbsradio.com. Today is November 15th, 2015. And I would like to send a birthday greeting out to my granddaughter. She is my youngest granddaughter, who is 4 years old on Monday. And then her daddy, his birthday is on Wednesday. So a big happy birthday to my granddaughter and to my youngest son, Monday for the granddaughter, and on Wednesday for my son. I love you very much, and I hope all is well. And and my daughter will have a birthday on the 24th. So thank you so much for listening. I'm going to close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Radio Show right now. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of all these wonderful, wonderful beings that have listened to the show both live and archive. And even if you're listening on archive, feel free to email me or call me if you're interested in a class. Let me know if you'd like to come to Ohio for a class. I live in Akron, and be happy to do a class. You know, you can come on to me. I've got the space. All right, so I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of these wonderful beings of light. We ask that their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted. May they find peace in the world for themselves and others. May we spread love, understanding, and forgiveness. And with that, we close the Akashic Records of the Akashic Wisdom Show on November 15th, 2015. By saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you'll join me in saying amen. Amen, and so it is. Thank you so much. I will see you in 2 weeks. You can email me questions in between time. And that the next time I will be on the air will be, my goodness, it's going to be 29th of November, right after Thanksgiving. So may you have a thankful, beautiful Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen. And remember to wake up and say thank you every morning and go to sleep with thank you. Have a great one. This is Donna Fox signing off. Bye-bye.